Right, we're joined now Fred Cook and Julie J.
Oh, how are you guys?
Hi, thanks for having us, right?
Welcome, Martin Becks of Irish Comedy.
Oh, well, we've been called worse.
Yeah, we've been called that before. The Martin Becks of Irish Comedy from Dingle. Now, who's going to explain to me why you ended up in Dingle?
I think Julie might answer that question.
Okay, right. Okay, get comfortable. Yeah. No, I'll tell you, we kind of ended up, I suppose, in Kerry by accident, didn't we, Pet? Because 2020, we said we'd go, January 2020, we said we'd go down to Kerry for a couple of months and do some writing. And then a little thing called COVID happened. And I guess we're still here, very happy to be here.
Oh, but completely, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was something to do with us, because we brought Fred down to Dingle. Years ago.
Did, yeah.
About 10 years ago, Fred, was
it? Yeah, 10 years ago.
And he knocked it out of the park. he obviously had such sweet memories of that day that he wanted to go back and live there.
You did. You changed his life. You did.
No.
But it's gas, because I suppose I'd be kind of the Dingle person. Like, Dingle would be my, you know, spiritual homeland, I suppose. But now I'm kind of known as Fred Cook's wife down there. Because Fred's
How do you feel about that?
One of the gang. I'm delighted, because he's slotted in so well. Yeah. Like, everyone loves Fred. So
but I'd say in the comedy world now, he's fast becoming Julie J's husband.
Well, definitely.
Fred! Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So, I might tell you about that.
Is there a competition, Fred? Comedy competition between Julie?
No, we're so busy with kids and life itself. You know what I mean? Like, that adding competition would just be...
Why would you do that? Why would you invite that into your life?
Well, we do. You know what?
Just when I'm feeding her 9 month old, you think you're better than me, don't you? Well, you're not.
I've just made our baby laugh. Yeah. Now the baby's crying because daddy's angry.
The kids are more into the musical comedy, actually. I think if you ask the kids, I feel like mine's a more elevated humour. They're like, they're all about. Yeah, exactly.
They'll come round, Julie Jane. They'll come
round. That's what I think. I think it's just, it'll take time.
Yeah.
Tommy was saying, JJ is our youngest, and Tommy Chernin was saying, it's like, we've given, like, it's like a solicitor, JJ Cook and Son, isn't it?
It does sound like the name of a local
JJ Cook.
JJ Cook, yeah.
And you're still you're still Julie J, Julie J.
Yeah, we're not living in a Jane Austen novel.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
We're sticking with Jane. Why didn't you take Jane?
But you're living in sort of Greek mythology, because you're
the beard.
Zeus.
Now, somebody correct me. It could be a different mythology. Is Zeus Greek mythology?
No, I'm no Stephen Fry when it comes to the Greek mythology. But it does, now that you say Zeus, it is ringing a few, because it's like a curly beard.
And like a very low budget of Zeus, if there was a production of it.
Well, if I was looking to cast Zeus, you'd be my first call.
That's a promise. That is a promise. We need to get this
made. I'll hold you to that.
Do you like it?
I love it. I really do like it. Although I did say, quite worryingly, the last week I took our 3-year-old for his first haircut, and I had one hair growing out of my chin, and he pointed it and said, "You've got hair like daddy on your face," which I feel is so unfair.
That is very
one
unfair.
Hair.
One hair.
He's got a whole beard.
Yeah. I suppose you're a woman.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? My 3-year-old is a sexist. Like, what can I say? There you go.
It's nice to you that my son loves grabbing my beard, so I'm kind of buying his time with it, you know. And with the summer, I'm not doing like any...
I think I'd stay with it, Julie.
I'm going to stick with it, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
It really suits you.
Thanks, Ray.
We haven't seen each other for a long time. We fell out.
Yeah,
over something
said about me. Right, I'm wearing a T-shirt with your name on it.
No,
I'm about to do a run, and you still bring it up.
No, listen,
you still bring it up.
We've made up.
Do you know what he was?
Fred sent me a miner's light in the post.
I thought that was a running light.
But which I've used numerous times to get into the attic.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that.
That is so random.
We should shake hands and make up light.
Look at this. Because I saw him going around with this lamp.
In the spirit of John Hume and Richard Crumb there, just shake hands. Look, if we can do it,
I have to say, you know, the quiz is kind of like ruling our lives at the moment. It is.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah, I do it 4:00. I actually work my time around collecting my son from the child minder so I can listen to the
you think he's exaggerating. If I give him an errand in the morning, he says to me, can I do it at 4? So he's in the car, and sometimes I watch him, he's outside in the car and I can hear him, Tommy Tiernan, May Pickens. I'm like,
yeah, there's a part of me that hopes I'd come up as the audio sample.
I think you have.
That's what the guys
it's been
saying.
Going for over a year, Fred, so.
yeah but I haven't come up. Every day I listen to it, I don't come up and go, I really have fallen out with that.
Because it's an act of exclusion of white cops every day. But that's the way the brain works, Fred, isn't it? That's the way the brain works.
Oh, funny.
It gets easier with age. So people will know Fred from Tommy Tiernan's show. But people think, like, that's money for old rope. But you keep the whole show going, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
because you're the warm-up.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, no, there's no audience anymore. So
oh, yes. Yeah.
And come on, Ray, isn't you?
Well, you're warming up the crew.
Well, I'll tell you, when I talk about Fred in my stand-up, what's funny about the Tommy Tiernan show is I'll talk about my husband and then I'll say a bit, you know, maybe 10 minutes in, I'll say, oh, my husband, you might know him. Does anyone here watch the Tommy Tiernan show? And people get really excited and I say, it's not Tommy Tiernan. It's the other guy. And they're always very happy.
I'm so well known in Dingle at the moment. Julie actually introduced me last week. We did a gig in Annascaul and she says, you probably know Fred Cook from the Tommy Tiernan show or the deli counter in Mourne.
And we all laughed because it is a great deli counter, to be fair.
That's where you shop.
So exactly.
See, when I read that, I thought you were working behind the deli counter in Mourne.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
Annascaul.
Annascaul.
Well, famous for the Explorer.
Yes.
Explorer.
Yeah. And Lisboa is famous for the run up the hill.
Oh yeah!
Do you know
yeah.
that the race up the hill
oh,
once
I didn't
a year?
Know that for yes. failing a spoon, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful!
It's the person who can run up the hill fastest. I don't think you have to come back down. I think it's just the run up.
Okay.
And then, of course, Sister Stan is from Lisboa, as is
oh,
Micheál
yes.
Amirhertig.
Yeah.
Now, people will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm nearly sure.
You are spot on, Ray. Yeah. Absolutely. We love the Lisbonians. They're
so great. It's about what? It's about, is it 4 or 5 miles outside Dingle? Lisboa.
4 or 5 kilometres, I'd
right,
say.
Right, Yeah. So you're a long way away from Dublin.
Yeah.
And like, this is a statement of fact. Most comedy, you know, gigs are in Dublin, are they not?
Yeah, yeah. So that's how we have to work. It's funny you used to say that because I think our son Ted he's got a real Kerry accent on him at the moment and he knows I'm from Meath, so every morning he'd be like, you're a long way from home, Dad.
And you are.
You're a long way, you know. He's starting to sound like Danny Ely Ray.
But it is far. Like, there's a lot of tag team involved. Like, to be honest, it's the only thing, and I'm sure any Kerry people listening to this would say it as well. The only downside to living in Kerry is that it is very far from Dublin. If you have to do
that's
something.
That's the attraction as well.
It is. When you're here, it is part of the appeal for sure. It's just, yes. I mean, you know, it just takes so long to get to Dublin. I mean, even if you're getting the train, I still haven't worked out how it takes 40 minutes to get from Tralee to Killarney on the train. It just, and the worst bit is when you get on the train in Dublin, Houston, and all these people get off in Newbridge, you're like, who are you? Get off our train.
Commuters, they call
it. They're called commuters. Yeah. Yes, but it is a bit of a trap. That is the only thing that it's a lot of work.
It is. It's chaos, and it shouldn't work, but it does.
But that's part of the appeal. Comedians. And like Dingle, when you get there.
Yeah.
Niamh was saying that when she sees the Blennerville windmill, she goes, because her dad lives out in camp. So she visits an awful lot.
People in Dingle, which is wonderful, a lot of them are they're in holiday mode. Do you know what I mean?
All the time.
Yeah, exactly. They're tourists or they're holiday days. And then, you know, like they might spot me, like, and be like, you know, Fred, come in for a pint. And I'm like, I'm just picking my son up from the childminders.
No. So I'm always teasing.
It's like when you go to America to visit your brother or sister and they have a full-time job.
Yeah.
Let's party. It's exactly the same, isn't it, for you?
Oh, completely. Yeah, yeah.
Poor thing.
But we do love it. We do.
Well, listen, what are you doing? You're
Well, I'm doing a tour at the moment.
Yes.
Judy Madly Deeply is your show. I'm going to be doing the Everyman, and I'm going to be doing Liberty Hall and a few other places in September.
Yeah, and this Friday, I'm so lucky. I'm the resident comedian of this gig in the Lark Theatre in Balbriggan. And we've got the wonderful Enya Martin from Gizzle Laugh.
Yes.
So that's Friday. And then Saturday, I'm back in Care, the town in Tipperary. So thank God.
C-A-H-I-R.
That's it, yeah.
You're not back in Care. Yeah.
They're bringing me back to Care. I did so well last year in this kind of... But anyway, I'm back there. It's nearly sold out and it'll be great. So. Right.